ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We showed you a video of a woman going through the new United States Counterterrorism Strategy 2026. Obviously, she's a leftist and says stuff I don't agree with, like Antifa doesn't exist. It obviously does. You know, it's just the most absurd thing ever. However, her concerns are legitimate, and the overreach capable of being justified by this new strategy is immense and troubling. And it would be different if the Trump administration had shown their willingness to actually protect America from the negative influences that we suffer under. I mean, he declared Antifa a domestic terrorist organization 6 months ago. Nothing's happened at all. They're only doing this for Israel. Yeah, same type of thing. Would I be in favor of the Trump administration, you know, denaturalizing people and deporting, you know, students from universities? I would, except that they're doing it on the basis of their support of Israel. So, you know, when they're like, oh, we're going to go after the LGBT extremist or whatever, half of me is like, yeah, people getting their lives destroyed because they're coerced into thinking they're transgender and, you know, horrible things happen. I'm in favor of that. I don't trust it. I don't trust any of it. I don't think it's how it's going to be used. I think it's all a setup, a giant setup. I think it's a scam. And I think that the already existing Israeli control grid here in America is simply being adopted officially by the United States government. And that's extremely terrifying because they call you a terrorist for telling the truth. They call you a terrorist for opposing what America's doing when it comes to what they're doing for Israel. In the statement that we just watched from Sebastian Gorka, he said things that might make you a terrorist or might make you left-wing and not conservative are things like complimenting the level of freedom in places that aren't America. So if you look around America and go, this place sucks because of the policies of the left, and you look at Russia and go, hey, I can ride the Russian subway and not get stabbed, that makes you a terrorist? That makes you a terrorist, according to Sebastian Gorka, or at least put you under suspicion of it, which, again, is extremely troubling. If he's calling Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson terrorists because they're talk show hosts that disagree with Donald Trump and don't support America's endless suicidal devotion to the foreign state of Israel, that's insane. That's completely crazy and should not be accepted. And again, it's not just about what the government is capable of doing. It's about the infiltration of our government by these subversive elements that are simply making official the already existent control grid that they operate. So I said this a little while ago, in March of this year, but this gives you an idea of like what's already at work here in America. I said, if you criticize Israel anonymously on X, right, you're an anonymous account, doesn't have your name, nothing associated with you, but you criticize Israel, what happens? Well, the Israeli intelligence unit 8200 will get your information from the site's back end because they have agents working at X. They'll send it to an organization like Stop Anti-Semitism, who will call your bank and force them to drop you. Stop Anti-Semitism, the Canary Mission, there's dozens of these. If X doesn't comply, then the ADL will organize an advertiser boycott with the biggest corporations in the world to bankrupt them. If you want to sue X for kicking you off or sue your bank account for dropping you, good luck, as Laura Loomer puts it, quote, finding a law firm that doesn't have a Jewish partner. She put that out. She said, if Tucker Carlson wants to sue, good luck finding a law firm without a Jewish partner, which in and of itself is like very concerning. You're saying that no Jewish person will defend an American for free speech because they have a loyalty that's higher than that? That's not a good admission, but okay, moving on. Even if you manage to secure a lawyer and mount a case against a multi-million dollar pro bono lawyer provided by Jewish interest groups like Stand With Us or the Lawfare Project, Lawfare Project, they actually run a thing called the Lawfare Project, okay? It's a real thing. It's an Israeli cutout. What is the likelihood that the judge is a proud member of the ZOA, Zionist Organization of America, right? I doubt mainstream media or your congressman would have much interest in picking up your cause, not with AIPAC as such a valuable ally. This situation might be okay if it weren't for the fact that Israel, the nation state, is working hand in glove with these organizations, which in turn work hand in hand with the United States government. And there are bills being passed in state houses around America quietly outlawing anti-Semitism. So even pointing to this collusion will be punishable by law. At the end of the day, they'll impose digital ID on everyone and use AI to fully integrate all government services, data, entertainment, and the economy and education fully into the BlackRock MassX, that's maximum exploitation mainframe, and simply price you out of opposing them. And then I have to say that for legal reasons, this is pure fantasy because I'm not trying to get sued. But that's just like a small little collection of just like some of the methods that they have employed in the last few years to silence dissidents against their personal ethnostate. So it's like this already exists. Stop anti-Semitism is already destroying people's lives here in America for their crimes against, you know, crimes of speech. The, you know, Lawyers Guild apparently is operating this way. You've got the Canary Mission. You've got the Lawfare Project. You've got Stand With Us. These things are funded with millions of dollars, and they provide pro bono lawyers, the best in the world, to go argue in favor of censorship in many cases, or whatever the, you know, these organizations want to pull off. So this control grid already exists to a very, very powerful degree in a purely private capacity. They're basically trying to codify this and have the U.S. justice system complicit in their tyranny. From the underscore DP underscore show on X, he says, more weaponized Zionist government BS coming to an American like you. Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes have both been named as possible domestic terrorists, according to the Trump administration's top counterterrorism official, Sebastian Gorka. Gorka has signaled that he wants Joe Kent's old position. Joe Kent, of course, who resigned on morals and principles in speaking out against the Israeli government, quote, our greatest ally. Now, why is this weaponized Zionist government BS, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. In February 2017, U.S. Congressman Trent Franks, co-chair of the Israel Allies Caucus, publicly called Sebastian Gorka, quote, the staunchest friend of Israel and the Jewish people. In March of 2017, Sarah M. Stern of the Endowment for the Middle East Truth, EMET, pro-Israel organization, described Gorka as a true friend of Israel and the Jewish people. March through December 2017, ongoing Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, an influential conservative pro-Israel lobbying group, and President Morton Klein forcefully defended Gorka against Nazi ties accusations, calling him a proud American patriot and a faithful friend of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. Gorka later appeared on Klein's program and vice versa. May 2017, Gorka spoke to the Jerusalem Post annual conference to a pro-Israel Jewish audience, framed media attacks on him and Trump administration as backlash for being pro-Israel and friends of Israel, called Israel U.S.'s closest ally, and received cheers and applause. In 2017, Gorka headlined the International Institute for Counterterrorism annual conference at the IDC Herzliya Academic Israeli Academic Government Adjacent Counterterrorism Entity, praised the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's analysis on Iran and terrorism. May 24th through 26, 2019, around AIPAC Policy Conference, Gorka spoke at a separate NCSY National Conference of Synagogue Youth event tied to Israel advocacy during AIPAC conference in Washington, D.C., described as extremely pro-Israel with a speech on fighting anti-Semitism and supporting Israel's defense. Quote, the peace process is dead. Support Israel so it can defend itself. Students from the Jewish school attended in Israeli advocacy context. 2022, Gorka co-led with Dinesh D'Souza a Stand With Israel tour and trip to Israel via his Salem Radio Network show. September 25, Gorka delivered a keynote address at ICT 25 Shabbatai Shavit World Summit on Counterterrorism at Reichman University, Israel, hosted by International Institute for Counterterrorism. December 12, 2025, Gorka gave keynote remarks at Hudson Institute's Anti-Semitism as National Security Threat Conference, which is a U.S.-based think tank with strong Israel focus, counterterrorism focus, highlighted U.S.-Israeli ties, embassy moved to Jerusalem, and murdered Israeli embassy staff. 2019 through 2025, media hosting period as host of America First with Sebastian Gorka on Salem Media Group, conservative Christian network, which, by the way, is run by somebody who is a registered foreign agent for Israel. Oh, they get to that. Great. Gorka frequently discussed pro-Israel topics. Salem's chief strategy officer, Brad Parscale's separate Clock Tower X LLC, registered under FARA as an agent for the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs to integrate Israeli government messaging into the Salem network properties. There's no direct Gorka Parscale tie or personal payment. In 25 to 26, as National Security Advisor. As Deputy Assistant / Senior Director for Counterterrorism in the National Security Council, Gorka emphasized strong U.S. and Israel counterterrorism operations, e.g. versus Iran / Hezbollah, participated in CFR conversation and Hudson events praising Israel. What are Tucker and Nick known for? Criticizing the government and state of Israel. This isn't about if Tucker or Nick are right or wrong. This is about the First Amendment. I think he's exactly right. And I think calling out all of these connections to these Israeli First organization lets you know what Sebastian Gorka's real motivation is. And again, understanding that he is, you know, seeking this top counterterrorism position that was previously held by somebody who resigned because of Israel's influence. And this guy is clearly an Israeli agent of some sort or another. And then you have the new counterterrorism strategy, which, as it says, from Ken, as Ken Klippenstein writes, new counterterror strategy eyes Tucker Carlson. The administration deems anti-Trump right-wingers terrorists. Two right-wing figures, Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes, have been named by the White House as possible domestic terrorists, according to the Trump administration's top counterterrorism official. Sebastian Gorka, himself a former right-wing influencer turned NSC principal, has been making his rounds on conservative media, explaining the meaning and purpose behind the president's new counterterrorism strategy. Between grandiose monologues about his vision of a crusade to save Western civilization from anti-American and anti-Christian extremism, Gorka let slip that the administration's war on domestic terrorism isn't just aimed at the left. It targets anyone who isn't in line with the broader MAGA agenda. While Trump's National Security Directive NSPM7 explicitly singles out the left with the list of so-called terrorism indicators, many of them could also describe people on the right as well. The new counterterrorism strategy, Gorka's brainchild, identifies three